Andrew, fantastic to see you here. Of course, this might be your last official duty as the CEO of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles. It sort of brings to an end a really interesting time as the team gets transitioned into the hands of New South Wales Rugby. It's great to see you made the effort to come here with Darren Coleman and be part of the experience here at the Crendale Lions. It's great to see such a small club get so many people, considering we've had drought and a few other things around the place.
Yeah, mate, it's great to be back. When Robbie Deans was coaching, it was the last time I did a coaching session at Crendale, and had very fond memories of that time here. So I've been looking forward to coming back again. I know a lot of people in the area through rugby, and it's wonderful to come back and see the enthusiasm for the game.
What about yourself now? Of course, you've been relieved as duties as CEO of the Eagles. What are you up to now?
So I'm now head of the rugby at Joey's, which is a great challenge and a great opportunity. We've got a bit over 800 boys in the senior school this year, put their name down for rugby. It's probably about 45 teams, I guess, in the school. And, you know, the season's just kicking off after the holidays. So we've had a couple of weeks of training, and it's been great getting everything underway, and I'm really looking forward to a big season.
It's an incredible elite program, isn't it? Sometimes with elite programs you might deal with 50 blokes tops, with two squads, but you're dealing not only with players from the point of view of so many players, but also they're all under the age of 18 as well, and they're trying to develop themselves not only boys into men, but also their educational lives as well. And the pressure and the prestige of playing for Joey's as well within the rugby community is huge.
It is, and the guys, you know, they're very conscious and very excited about the ability to wear that jersey. You get a real sense in the school when the season kicks off of just the whole feeling and the the enthusiasm for the game, and it's very infectious to be a part of. And I've been lucky enough over the last couple of years to be involved at Scots as well. So, you know, it's a real privilege to get involved in these big schools and to be part of their program. And just the feeling in the school once this rugby season hit, there's a lot of energy in the place, and it's really fantastic to be part of, and hopefully to be able to contribute to the program.
One of the great challenges for the game is we've got these fantastic GPS schools, but we really need to start getting our teeth into some of these CHS schools as well. We get a lot of talent coming through them. They inevitably get poached by a GPS school when they turn 16 or year 10, but it's a way of broadening the talent in the game. But also, it'd be nice to see a rival of a cup of junior rugby, to be honest, because it'd get all those kids that are raw out of the CHS system and the Triple C system, the Mark Gerards, the Josh Valentines, the Rodney Blake, Michael Hoopers, came through, not through the traditional sort of GPS systems as well.
Look, I'm interested to see how it grows. Last week at New South Wales Rugby, they had about 500 young fellas there in this new program they're running, and there's another one on the 14th of April for the older guys. It's an opportunity, not so much for the kids that are playing rugby at places like Joey's where there's lots of facilities there, but for the boys that may be at club rugby and not get to train that often or be involved in a program like that to get that sort of exposure and to see, you know, Matty Burke and all these guys last weekend running that program, it's a step in the right direction, and hopefully over the next few years that can spread to satellite programs, you know, in the regions, and that'll be the ultimate goal to push those things out, so you haven't got the burden of travel and that expense on the regional players, because, you know, from what we see in Sydney is the kids that grow up with space around them and lots of place to play tend to often develop into your better rugby players, and so we've got to nurture that talent. So hopefully, you know, as that program starts to spread, we see that grow, and if it's a good pilot, they can really push it out.
Well, Ned Haddingen and Pat McCutcheon last year went to the CHS champs in Dubbo, so New South Wales Rugby has put a flag in the sand in regards to that. Of course,